Here in Pakistan's capital, officials say they've been in constant contact with Iran to convince them to come back to the table. A police officer tells us this highway and large parts of the city are closed, ready for Vice President Vance and the Iranian delegation. President Trump tonight indicating his ceasefire will now last until talks are concluded, quote, one way or the other.
And Keir joins us now live from Pakistan tonight. Keir, the developments are moving very fast right now. Iran responding to President Trump's move to extend the ceasefire?
Tom, one Iranian state television headline tonight saying simply, Trump backs down, while an advisor to the Iranian lead negotiator saying this is simply an attempt by the U.S. to buy time for a surprise attack. But the tension, Tom, remains.